So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'omer yivarchucha toivim harezu derech aminus. If someone says in his davening, may the righteous praise you, this is the way of heretics, because we turn to Hashem as a whole people, including the sinners. The Mishnah then lists three statements for which Meshaskinoi say we silence him. If someone says, Al-Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, you extended your mercy to the bird's nest, requiring one to send away the mother bird before taking its young, Meshaskinoi say we silence him, because Matal Kinav Masib Rashis. By doing so, he causes jealousy among the various animals. Alternately, he's describing logical reasons of mercy for mitzvahs while we're meant to submit to them as decrees from Hashem. Or, if someone says, your name should be remembered for your goodness, so we silence him, because the Mishnah later rules, one must bless Hashem for everything that happens to him, even the apparent misfortunes. Or, if someone says, Maidim, Maidim, he repeats the word Maidim when thanking Hashem, Mishaskinoisai. We silence him, because Mechsi Kishtei Rishuyais. It appears as if he is turning to two deities. The Mishnah continues, Amachana ba'arayis Mishaskinoisai. If someone interprets the laws of forbidden relations differently, for example, Erva Savicha of Erva Simecha Loi Sigale, he interprets as Kloin Avicha, Kloin Imoi, forbidding one to reveal embarrassing information about his parents, Meshaskinoi say we silence him. The Mishnah concludes, Ha'omer umizaracha loy sitein lahavir la'moylech, loy sitein la'avra b'armiyusa, Meshaskinoi say b'nazifa. If someone interprets the prohibition against offering one's child to the Avodah Zarah of Moylech differently, such as b'Yisrael habal akusis, v'hoylid mimena ben l'Avodah Zarah kosum medaber, having relations with a non-Jewish woman, thus bearing a child who will serve Avodah Zarah, we silence him reproachingly. Zok the Mishnah. Maaseh Ruvein Nikra V'lo Mitargem. The story of Ruvein moving his father's bed is read publicly but not translated. Maaseh Tamar Nikra U'Mitargem. The story of Tamar having relations with her father-in-law Yehuda is read and translated because it's to his credit that he admitted to his actions. Maaseh Egel Harishon Nikra U'Mitargem. The Torah's relating of the original events of the sin of the Egel is read and translated, even though it's not befitting for Klal Yisrael, because it will help them gain atonement. V'hasheni nikra v'loy mitargam. But Aaron's repeating the incident to Moshe is read but not translated, because it says, V'yotza ha'egel hazeh, which seems like it came out of the fire by its own will. Berchus Kehanim, Maisa David v'amnoi nikram v'loy mitargamin. The Psukim of Berchus Kehanim, which imply that Hashem favors Klal Yisrael unfairly, and the Psukim of the incident of Amnon and his sister Tamar are read but not translated. However, the Pasuk which mentions explicitly that Amnon is the son of David HaMelech is not even read. The Mishnah concludes, Ein maftirin b'amrekova of Rabbi Yehuda Matir. It's machlekes whether we read Yecheskel's vision of the higher realms. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein maftirin b'hoides Yushalayim. We do not read Yecheskel's descriptions of the sins of Yerushalayim. However, a braisa rules maftirin, it is read. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses many similar halachas. Maaseh Bereishis nikra u'mitargem. We read and translate the events of creation, and we're not concerned that people will question what was around before the world was created. Maaseh Loit u'shtei b'noisav nikra u'mitargem. We read and translate the story of Loit and his daughters, and it's not a lack of honor for Avram. Klalos u'brachos nikrin u'mitargemin. We read and translate the blessings and curses, and we're not concerned that the people will become discouraged. Azhorais v'onshin nikrin u'mitargemin. We read and translate the prohibitions and punishments, and we're not concerned that people will observe the mitzvahs only out of fear. The Gemara cites several other related halachas. Whenever a pasuk uses an offensive term, we read it differently. For example, Yishkolena, the Torah writes in the curses that one will consort with your wife. Instead, we read Yishkovena, one will lay with your wife. All forms of mockery are forbidden except when mocking idolatry. Hajin Allah Chakore Oimed. We have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak HaKorei Oimed, and in the next year we will begin the fourth parak, B'nei Ho'ir, Be'ezras Hashem.